peace. Be still. I am here. There is no personal self here. You haven't got one. I am here. I, in your very midst. I am the life. I am the only presence here. Fear not. Fear not. I am here. And truly, I am the life. I am here. Look to me. Rest in me. And truly, I am the way. Don't think. Be still. Feel me as your center. I am the center of you. I in the midst of you. Not in your concept of body. Not in your concept of mind. Not in your concept of self. These are all on the mental plane. Here, come within. Listen. I am here. Deeper. Much quieter, very still. Feel me. I am here. I have come to express my life. I have come to pour forth the Father's will, the Father's light. I in the midst of you and the Father are one. I am the Father. There is no such thing as the Father and you. You have identified as a you many, many centuries. Now lay down that life. Come here. Come to me. I will give you rest. I am the truth of you. And where am I? In the midst of you. For I am you. You must feel me. You must stand still and hear me. You must bear witness in the stillness to my movement as your being. You must behold I in the midst. For the Father did speak its word, and the word became I, and I dwell. Here, now. Put away your childish things. You've been on this path far too long to still be playing with childish things. Put away your desires. Put away personal will. Drop personal thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts. How do you hear my thoughts? In the stillness, I am upon you, and my thought flows as your being. Yes, here I am. The kingdom of heaven is come unto you. As the I that I am. This is the kingdom of heaven. Your very being, I at your center. I am the place where God dwells. In the Father in me, for I am the Father. And why am I here? You might as well ask why the sun shines. Why do blossoms and roses spring forth? Why does love exist? In the manger, your personal sense, in the stillness, in that beautiful Christmas evening, a hush comes over everything, a silence. Stillness. Behold the Christ flows into expression. Born into your consciousness as an awareness. Fear not, it is I. And your personal sense of self, the manger, let it be dissolved in the light of the I, the living Christ. Come to express the light of God. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Do not try with the darkness of a self, of a mental self, to understand. Your understanding is not needed for your leaving the mental plane. Here, deep within, comes something so wonderful that it is called wonderful. The living presence is upon you now, and there is no you. Now there is I, and I am here. And awareness, feeling I in the midst of all that is. Behold, I make all things new, for I make them in my image and likeness. You have only to rest in the awareness, and still there will be no understanding. But there will be experience, feeling, knowing me aright. For knowing me aright is not in the mind. Knowing me aright is in awareness. And I am here, in your midst. I am the reality, and that personal manger self, you haven't got one. I am here. I. Feeling me, yes, feeling me. holding, sensing. I. This is the Christmas experience. This is Christ. I bursting upon the scene, flowing gently. There are many mansions. Many ways in which I stand revealed. Do not ask for a sign. We're putting away childish things. Stand still. Behold my glory. And now you know why you've never been able to accomplish what you thought you should. And that is because there is no you. There's I. I, the living Christ. Before this form appeared, I was living. After the form disappears, I am living. And in between, I greatest gift you can give, Christ. For this glorious Christmas is to lay down a personal you. Greater love hath no man than this. You say you love me. Then die, that I might live. You say you would do anything. Then cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease ye from you. Behold, I. You say you would follow me? Then take the step which I request, and henceforth know ye no one after the flesh. Know not yourself as a personal self. No, I am here, right here in the midst. Feel the movement of my presence, of my spirit. No personal self. You haven't got one. I am here. God's grace given at the center of your being. It is I. This is your function, to behold. That's all. Just behold, for I am the way. Come here to me. Feel this union, soul and spirit. This is communion, not to be practiced quarterly, even weekly. This is to be your new consciousness, Christmas consciousness, communion, resting in I, beholding I. I and the Father are one perfect being. Omniscience. All knowledge, all knowing, all being. Would you dare to direct I? How silly that thought concept. Can you move the infinite? From this Christmas day on, let the movement be my spirit upon the face of the waters, my spirit upon your soul. I in the midst of you am come. I am at hand. I am the kingdom, and in I the Father dwells, and I dwell in the Father. I am the infinite, and I move you, for in the stillness I am you. Or rather, I am you eternally, but in the stillness you feel that I am. You see that I am. You behold that I am. Before a life appeared on earth, I am manifested. Yes, before the world was, I am. As you rest with no desire, no will, no thought, an open vessel, an open channel, my being pours into expression, offering its gifts. And wherever you go, I am there. And you see me, and you know me. And to know me is to know your life eternal. But better than knowing is to feel I, and better than feeling is to experience the movement of I, and better than experiencing the movement of I is to disappear, that I might function. I have never forsaken you. Never. Many times you have forgotten the I at your center. Many times you have played with a personal identity, trying to improve this person, trying to improve this person's surroundings, trying to improve this person's possessions. And all the time, I in the midst have been flowing. If you feel the need to experience the warmth of the sun, go outside. Sit on your chaise lounge and feel the sun on your skin. This is the way. you would know the I at the center of you, come to the center, empty-handed, no self, no thoughts, no concepts, no desires, no will. Stand ye still, and I flow as freely as sunshine. I flow wherever there is an opening. I flow eternally. But you must come to me and stand still. How do I appear? I, the invisible, am formless. My form is the formless invisible. You feel it. And then the mind takes over and colors pictures of it and says its harmony, its blessings, its abundance, its love, its life. These are concepts of my formless self. And you are free to move through these concepts, but do not become attached to them. Do not cling to them. They come and they go as thoughts, as thought forms. But I remain forever. The time will come when you will not need any of these thought forms. The time will come when you will be completely at ease in a peace that passes understanding, simply dwelling in the invisible, formless I. Simply dwelling. Simply being. And this is when I am I, and there is no other. And this is union, and I am I forever. Knowing there is no personal self, then all the mistakes in the mind, all the memories of mistakes of that self, are only mental concepts. There's no judgment. That too is a concept. There's no karma. If there's no personal self, who has karma? No one. It is I. Be not afraid. Let all prophet go. All I say, I am here. Truth, and I have told you to know the truth, and the truth would set you free. And now you know. You do not know the truth with a false mind. No thoughts about truth are knowing the truth. To know the truth, you must know I at your center, for I am the center. And come here and rest and feel I am. This is knowing. And you are set free. Free from a false sense of self. Free from a false mind. Free from the penalties of that self. Free from the birth of that self. If you will rest in knowing I am, in feeling I am, in feeling I, then you will have no personal self, and you will be set free indeed. Without that self, who can be born? Who can die? With no personal self, with only I am free indeed. I am free in truth. Union with I, beholding I living. I am your freedom. Don't cling. Let go. Be not afraid. It is I. I am the only true Christmas experience. And my movement is the birth. The world has waited. Let I, let I. If you will receive I as your center, then you shall have power to become the living I, the sun, the expression, the movement of God. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what I am. Yes, you have a spiritual body, invisible, formless. I, infinite, eternal, immortal. I dwell in I, and I in you. Put an end to this cycle of birth and death. Step out of the world now and here in I. And as you look out, remember, personal self, you haven't got one. I am here. The Father's grace, the living Son, the Christ experience. I am here. And into the manger of concepts, I am come to dissolve those concepts, and union, bearing witness to the movement of I, is the Christmas experience come unto you. Silence. Here I am. Yes, you feel me. And watch what I can do. And hear what I have to say. And know what I have to reveal. Secrets hidden for ages. Peace. Be still. It is I. Step into my being. Step into the kingdom. Step into the Christ, the Christmas experience. And let go. And let I. Come, that you might have I, and all that the Father has, I have, and all that the Father is, I am, for I am the Father. The Father is I. No personal self. Behold, the Father stands here. I, in your midst. I, the only presence. I am come. Be not afraid. It is I. And my being and thy being are one. The miracle of Christmas is upon you. Behold, my gifts I give. Love, life, harmony. Those are the concepts you form of my gift. My gift is I in the midst. The pearl of great price, the hidden treasure, the gold of heaven, is I come upon you. Yes, I am come. I am here. Trust, I am. Personal self, you haven't got one. I am here.